This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Billy's been kind of been poking me on Facebook. Not like a Facebook poke, but wanted me to talk about, you know, Trump taunting Kim Jong-un. And, you know, what do I think? You know, do I think he's, he obviously isn't a fan of Donald Trump, and asked me why, you know, he's calling him rock man and, you know, on a suicide mission and saying all these stupid things. And, you know, he's trying to goad me into, you know, making a comment. And again, I'm, you know, obviously not adept at speaking on, you know, national security affairs. But if I had to, from a psychological perspective, you know, put in my two cents, it's not just Trump. You know, China now is shutting down North Korean companies. We heard about that. Right? Company's going to be shut down by early January. Joint Chinese and North Korean ventures. Right? Japan's mad at them. You know, countries are pretty grubby with North Korea. And what's getting media attention is a Trump tweet. But Kim Jong-un, North Korean leader, I think he's ticked off at everybody around him. And I mean, if I had to guess, I think he's going to show a force, have a show of force. I think so. I think the movie The Interview ticked him off. I know there was a lot of media attention with that, and there were threats when Seth Rogen and, oh, I forgot the other one, Franco, James Franco, made that movie. It was hilarious, by the way. The Interview movie was hilarious. But I think Kim Jong-un is the type of guy, and again, I'm only getting this from the lens that the media allows me to have of the North Korean leader, but my guess is, he is going to want a dynasty. He is going to want a legacy. And being a joke or being strong-armed by China, Japan, America is not probably on his bucket list. And you know, Donald Trump may be right about him being on a suicide mission. Now, Donald Trump might have meant that in terms of, look, you know, you're going to be, you know, on a suicide mission if you attempt anything, you know, against us. But, you know, maybe he wants to go down in history as being the one that started World War III. I don't know. And you know, do I really think a Trump tweet is going to push him to the end? No, I don't. But it's escalating. And when you read history books and you look at the Vietnam escalation or the World War II escalation or the World War I escalation, you look back at, you know, wars before they happen, you know, this is almost textbook at how a war could start. Now, trust me, we've, you know, butted heads with a variety of countries, and we've had multiple mini wars, nothing to the scale of World War III, but we're very, very nervous because, you know, North Korea has, you know, definite nuclear capability. And they have a large military, and they're and you know, we have a guy that at the head that appears to be a tyrant and appears to be a loose cannon. So will Trump's tweet put him over the edge? I mean, it could make him angry. Do I think he's going to want to respond and want to show, you know, have a show of force and want to, you know, scare people and have people shudder? Yeah, I think he's crazy enough to do that. Absolutely. How would you and I prepare? How would the average, you know, person prepare? I don't know. What he launches will probably at first be very local. And he's going to want to, you know, let people know that he's not playing. You know, people think he's just, you know, crying wolf or whatever. I think he is going to want to show us that, you know, he means business. You know, the one thing that really gets people mad is when you laugh at them. One thing that really gets their goat. And, you know, people want to be feared. And, you know, sometimes when you have an enemy, and I'm not saying we should do this with North Korea by any means, no, but let's say you're at work. Okay? And there is somebody that you think really has a screw loose. And you think, and they really have it out for you. When you tell them, ha ha, you didn't get me, you know, nah, I'm not hurt. Right? And trust me, that's a method I like to take. I've had people mess with me pretty bad. And I'm like, ah, didn't touch me. Ain't no thing but a chicken wing, because apathy really gets them mad. Apathy really gets them going. But they're going to try harder. All right? And so one thing I've had to learn, and it's taken me a while, and I've had to age and be a little more seasoned to realize this, and this, by the way, works with Corey, my husband. Don't tell him shit, okay? Is I let them think they won. All right? I'll back down. Let them go off and peacock and strut. Let them strut their stuff and let them whatever. But meanwhile, I get my troops mobilized. And I get ready. And another thing I sometimes do is, if it's a win and a little win, I make it act like, and this is just in a personal, I'm not saying to do this in North Korea, but if it's like a little win, you know? And remember, you know how we talk about with relationships, you got to pick your battles? You know, I'll make myself appear that little win was so devastating that maybe I'll get enough guilt to allow me to later have my bigger win. Now, that works in relationships. It doesn't necessarily have to do with North Korea or whatever. But I found it to be so effective. Okay? It just seems to work. Like, oh, man, really? You know, you didn't give me that job. Oh, man, I didn't get the job. Oh, I'm crushed. Oh, you know, yeah, you didn't get, you know. But then you're like, well, I really didn't even want that job. You know, well, you know, look, here's the thing. You know, I feel bad that you didn't get that, you know, but, you know, what about this? Oh, okay, that's fine. That's what you wanted the whole time. Okay, so sometimes, right, people want to think that there's a deal. People want to think that there's a give and take so both sides feel like winners. So if it does get to this point that the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, you know, is so ticked off that he wants it. And remember, I mean, we got, you know, Trump at the helm. And yeah, he's not going to want to look weak. He's not going to want to look like, but, you know, I mean, maybe, you know, let North Korea think they have a little win. Give them a quote-unquote little win, and maybe they'll quit peacocking and acting like idiots. Meanwhile, we really plan how we're going to address this and try to scale down their nuclear arsenal. 1-877-DOCTOR, we'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with 2 teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a 4-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Mackenzie, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. You know, it's amazing. You know, you hear of high turnovers, you know, when it comes to, you know, employment, etc. And I was really worried that when I joined GCN, you know, people would want to quit left and right, and no, and it's awesome. And remember when Mackenzie was new? Hey, when Mackenzie was a little baby, he was all new to GCN. Now he's a big boy. He's working my show. It's like really good. It's exciting. So, yay. So, thank you. All right. We got some really good people working the dials. Love them. Darla wants to know, okay, remember we were talking about, remember one of my listeners, I guess, called in saying he drinks some wild turkey to go to sleep? Darla wants to know, what's so bad about taking Ambien every night? What are the long-term side effects? Before we get into long-term Ambien use, which is, and I mentioned that yesterday, it's probably one of the most under-discussed addictions out there. It's not the highest addiction, but I think people are popping Ambien like it's no tomorrow. Ambien was a revolutionary drug when it came to sleep. I was blown away by how Ambien worked. And what made Ambien, call these hypnotic drugs, what caused Ambien to be so revolutionary in terms of and groundbreaking in sleep aids is you weren't groggy the next day. It was, I believe it came out in the 90s, and it just baffled doctors. And I forget which company, I don't know if it's Sanofi. I have to look it up. I forget which company gets credit for Ambien. They would give samples. So when we were residents, we tried it because we were like, okay, we need to figure what is, you know, because we're not supposed to be trying controlled substances like, you know, narcotics and, you know, benzodiazepines. But we were like, what is the big deal with this Ambien? And I was scared to death to take a sleeping pill. All right. I had just had my first child. I was scared to death. I was like, okay, you know what? If I got a baby at home. If I take a sleepy pill. So I told my husband, Corey, I'm like, look, okay, here's the thing. Okay, I have an Ambien sample. I just need to know what people are talking about because there's no way a sleeping pill can wait. You could be up the next day and up because I had taken the Tylenol PM, and these Tylenol PMs that have Benadryl or diphenhydramine, right, attached to the Tylenol, I am groggy the next day. So I'm like, look, here's the thing. All right? Here's a 10 milligram sample. I am just going to take a couple flecks of it. I was a real weenie, all right? And I took a couple flecks of it. You could kind of crunch it up. And I'm just, well, watch me. And I'm just walking around. I'm talking to him about stuff. And 14 minutes after I just took a few flecks of that Ambien, remember, I was a lightweight, my knees started to buckle. He goes, all right, get to bed. You shouldn't be walking around on that. And I had one of the best nights of sleep I ever had with just a couple flecks of that Ambien. Now, it's not supposed to be dose-dependent. You can't take 5, then 10, then 20. It only comes 5 and 10. And then they even came with, there were some other brands that they tried to do with Zolpidem. Zolpidem is the brand name. Now, for those people that take it regularly or who are on Xanax, etc., when I would tell them, look, you don't have to take a whole Ambien. Just a couple flecks will do the trick. You don't want to take too much of this stuff. They would say, no, that doesn't work. I really need to take a half a pill or a whole pill. Well, once you're already in the habit of taking sleeping aids, no, that fleck thing won't work, okay? You know, and the other thing I had to stop doing, which, and by the way, I hope you guys are listening to the whole segment, okay, don't just listen, oh, Dr. Donnie said I can just take some flecks. The other concern we had with medicine such as Ambien is, let's say it didn't sedate you to the point where you were fully sedated, but you were kind of in a pseudo-sleep. What ended up coming out with side effects of Ambien? Well, people would go downstairs and eat, or they would turn on the oven, or they would get in their car. They would start sleepwalking on it. And so we had to tell people, all right, look, if you're going to be taking this Ambien, you have to hide the car keys. You need to, tell everybody, look, you're going to be on this medication, so if in the middle of the night, you get up and start doing something stupid, make sure we go back to bed. And, you know, so it started to scare people with the Ambien. And so people said, you know what, I'm just not going to take it half-assed, and I'm going to take, like, a full pill. Then Ambien came out with Ambien CR. And Ambien CR was another brilliant medication where, if you started waking up too early, because it had a very short onset and a very short half-life, if you started waking up too early, Ambien CR had a kernel of Ambien in there. So you had outside Ambien that you were starting to digest that would put you to sleep. And then if it was starting to wear off in the middle of the night, now you were already digesting the internal controlled release part. And then, boom, you would remain asleep. So Ambien CR kind of did away with the issues of the sleepwalking, etc. But the thing is regular Ambien or Zolpidem went generic earlier, and it became cheaper. Ambien CR was still expensive. And so people are like, look, but I don't want to take a whole, I want to play around with taking a half and breaking it up and saving money. And so still Zolpidem is one of the most popular medications. Well, a study came out saying 1 in 3 seniors take sleep aids. We're talking 33% of older Americans. And what's so concerning about that is if you're drowsy because you're taking something over the counter, or you're taking something that's not sedating you fully because it has such a short half-life, and you're an older American, are you going to fall down the stairs, break a hip, break your neck? So they say, although sleeping problems can happen at any age for many reasons, they can't be cured by taking a pill, either prescription, over-the-counter, or herbal, no matter what the ads say on TV. That's the director of the study, Dr. Preeti Malani, geriatric medicine specialist at the University of Michigan. The survey included over 1,000 respondents aged 65 to 80, have incorrectly believed that sleeping problems are naturally a part of aging. Actually, no, there is sleep issues that happen with aging. I disagree with that. All right, your kids could sleep 15 hours sometimes without even whatever. Yet when you get older, you start sleeping less. Plus, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I got some arthritis pain. So I'll wake up and I'm like, ow, or I'll have to pee. So I got to get up and go pee, and now I can't fall back asleep. So maybe they're talking primary insomnia might not be a part of aging, but there's a whole bunch of secondary things that gets my butt out of bed at night, and then I can't go back to sleep. Now, prescriptions and over-the-counter and natural sleep aids, they all carry health risks. Remember there was a study saying if somebody took more than 2 or 3 sleeping pills a month, they were at risk for early death by some huge percentage? That's pretty scary. Now, according to the survey, they found 8% of all respondents said they take prescription sleep medicines regularly or occasionally, and that rate was 23% among those who said they had sleep troubles 3 or more nights a week. See, a big problem is once you try a medication, you're like, well, why put the work? You know, we're all in such a hurry, and we talked about this the other day. You know, if you could get an hour more work done, or see maybe one more Netflix, you know, episode of Narcos, you get that episode in, now you can't sleep because you just saw Narcos, and there was a lot of violence in it, and it was such a good show, that, yeah, season 3's out, by the way, that you're like, you know what, okay, I could stay up, see one more show, but that'll take an Ambien so I fall asleep in 15 minutes. You got to be careful with that, because I believe it's very, very addictive. And 1/3 of our seniors are taking sleeping aids. So what are the risks of long-term Ambien use? Well, according to AmericanAddictionCenters.org, long-term Ambien use, I don't know if it mentions it here, but for one of my patients, it caused double vision. She was having double vision with that. There was also digestive difficulties people can have, persistent fatigue, headaches, dry mouth, muscle pain, lack of muscle control, dizziness, drowsiness, depression and or suicidal thoughts, hallucination, confusion, anxiety, nightmares, insomnia, feelings of withdrawal, family problems, unemployment, bankruptcy, addiction. But guys, nobody's talking about memory loss. I have a hunch that people that take regular sleeping aids will accelerate memory loss. Why? Because your memories are put into the brain a lot of times during your sleep. That's when your brain, deals with and works and needs the need with a K, you know, like dough, the memories that you have that day to put into your memory. And what's the number one memory that people start to lose as they age or as they start to have cognitive issues? Short-term memory. Why is that? Well, because maybe the short-term memory isn't getting a chance to get into the brain the way it needs to. And you being under a superficial, artificial sleep may not be the way to get those memories intact. So, something to think about, people. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen and Mackenzie working the dials. Guys, keep these notes up and emails and Facebook messages. Marla says, I need to correct you. Your room shouldn't be 65 degrees at night to sleep. It should be 60 degrees. Now, I don't know what show she was listening to. I do remember a previous episode talking about how if the room is cooler, it's easier to sleep. All right, but she sends me this link, and it's from DailyMail.com, talking about how to have a perfect night's sleep. sleep. And it does say, I had to do the calculation, it says ensure your room is 16.1 degrees Celsius. That ends up being about 61 degrees Fahrenheit. Okay, there is no way I could do that because I would freeze, and I don't know. Even though my thyroid's normal, I think I have thyroid issues. But apparently, this is a poll that happened out of Great Britain, and it showed that if you want to get 8 hours of sleep, right, the optimal amount, we want 7 to 9, okay, you have to stop using your phone 37 minutes before closing your eyes. You can't check your phone and then go to bed. Okay, the phone has to be stopped at least 37 minutes. They say you need to go to bed at 10:39 p.m. You have to wear your comfy pajamas. Now, wasn't there a study last year that said you got to be naked and then you get better sleep when you're naked? I don't know. Anyway, they say it has to be comfy pajamas, read a book, have 2 pillows, curl up on your right-hand side, and they say you'll feel refreshed in the morning. This report was commissioned by Sleep, a mattress manufacturer, and they said 61 degrees Fahrenheit is the perfect temperature for sleep. All lights should also be turned off. Now, from a medical standpoint, the cooler you have the room, the more your body has to heat itself, and so you could lose more weight having a colder room. I think there was a study years ago talking about that. So I tried that. You know, my husband loves the room cold. He also likes fans blowing, and I can't stand it because I can't be cold. You know, but I also can't be hot when I sleep. The room has to be really dark. I have to wear pajamas. I can't sleep in the nude, honestly. I just don't need the cats or dogs, like, screaming in the middle of the night when they accidentally see me. You know, yeah. Read a book. It has to be a paper book, not an e-reader. Read a magazine, read a book, that may help. Sleep on your right side. Legs curled up, I would suggest a pillow between your knees so you don't stress the back. But they say do not spoon with your partner. And Corey snores, and I snore, spooning doesn't work. I actually do better when I have a down comforter that's cool to the touch, it's cold, and I have it all wrapped up and around me. I have to have my own cover. I can't share a cover. If I start to touch my husband's hairy leg or he touches my hairy leg, we wake each other up. So I don't know. Thank you for the article. Thank you for the article, Marla. Thank you. I appreciate it. I left Facebook now, so I can't write you back. But thank you. That was very, very helpful. All right. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1 in 6 new HIV patients. Now, this is being reported in New York Daily News. 1 in 6 new HIV patients in Europe are seniors. Remember I told you the seniors are really getting it on and they are doing the hibbity-dibbity more than we ever did? Apparently, they say 1 in 6 new cases of HIV are people over 50 years old. I wouldn't call 50 seniors. That's still middle-aged. And researchers from the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control reported that this week. They analyzed data from 31 European countries over 12 years and found a steady increase in diagnoses for older adults contracting HIV. Older men are contracting it more than women, and many of the transmissions were from heterosexual sex. Many of the diagnoses were for later stage HIV, making it harder to treat. So the study called for more targeted awareness geared towards older people, as well as still continue campaigning on the young. They say it is worrying to think of people over 50 don't consider themselves to be at risk of HIV. And that is probably the reason why in this study. Older people are more likely to be diagnosed late with more advanced HIV. They say in the United States, the CDC says that in 2014, about 45% of Americans with reported HIV were 50 or older. They say the CDC says that many older adults who are dating assume that because they don't have to worry about pregnancy, they forego condom use. But, and remember I told you, you know, they aren't worried about getting pregnant, and, you know, many of them, you know, were kind of a part of the sexual revolution, and so like, nah, I don't need to wear a bag, I'm good. Well, unfortunately, they're putting themselves at risk for STDs. This wasn't a part of that 2 million. Remember we heard that STDs were hitting 2 million in the United States, and a good percentage of them, could have been older individuals. So, HIV needs to be screened with your average person. If you have a person who is single, or maybe not single and, you know, out there, having some fun, I would suggest as part of the physical, have an HIV test on there. Now, one thing, though, that nobody's bringing up that I think I want to, although I'm sure, you know, some people are not going to like it, is years ago, there was kind of an understanding that heterosexual couples, especially women, even though they were at risk for HIV, they weren't getting HIV. But now, recently, we're hearing more and more about heterosexual HIV and women getting HIV. In fact, I'm hearing that around the world, the number one demographic of people getting HIV are women. Now, the reason why I bring this up, and I'm getting all kind of quiet and trying to collect my thoughts here, is my theory is HIV was difficult to pass heterosexually. And we talked about why, you know, because the rectal mucosa with men having sex with men was thinner, allowed more breakage, tearing, hence it was easier to transmit. The vagina is kind of a hostile environment, it's thicker, skinned, right, than the rectum. Believe it or not, or there's more layers to it. Doesn't seem to crack and bleed as easily, unless, of course, you're a virgin or you have atrophy down there. All right, which may kind of bring us to where we're coming with this. But, you know, I remember when I had to, I guess in California, I was getting married to Corey, and they made us take an HIV test. You know, I used to have to take a syphilis test. I think we had to take an HIV test as well. And, you know, I remember the guy said, guys, don't worry. I mean, I heterosexuals don't seem to, we never have heterosexuals show a positive for this. And they're right. And, of course, we didn't, you know, because I had been very, very careful and whatever. I was pretty religious, too, so I didn't really, you know, do too much. And that was kind of, you know, even when I did my training, you rarely saw women with HIV or heterosexual transmission. But now we're seeing more and more of it. I had a married man who I diagnosed him with HIV. And he's like, how the hell could that happen? And it is transmissible in heterosexual sex. Now, my theory is, remember I told you I was in medical school and I was in college, and I asked two different teachers, two different times in college and medical school, if HIV could ever mutate to be airborne. And they said, hell yeah. I mean, without even hesitating, they say, hell yeah. And they said, look, HIV is a very highly mutable virus. Well, what if HIV has mutated over the last 30 years to be a lot easier to transmit heterosexually? Heterosexuals have always been at risk. But if we're seeing more and more of a spike in people having HIV that are heterosexual, I think somebody needs to entertain the fact that maybe HIV is mutating, even though there's always been that risk. Somebody better keep an eye on seeing if HIV today is different from 1979 or 1983 HIV. That's just a suggestion I have out there. And then people, don't let your guard down. Don't think just because you're not having anal sex, whether you're heterosexual or homosexual, that you're not at risk. All right? Now, one reason for this spike is a lot more women are engaging in anal sex. Another reason is if more older people are having sex and they have vaginal atrophy because of menopause, they could have more bleeding and tearing, hence access to the bloodstream. So there's a lot of reasons for this, but I just that 1%, you know, part of my brain is going, I hope somebody is just evaluating for HIV mutation. Because if it mutates, if it does start this mutation process, I'm still concerned that HIV could later mutate to the point where it is airborne. 1-877 Doc Valley, don't go away.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. If you don't mind, please sign a petition that's on my website at drdolly.com. We're asking President Trump to declare a National Blood Donation Week, and getting the White House approval of this will definitely help keep our hospitals stocked with blood in terms of raising awareness and making it a national day in the book. books. So if you don't mind, please go to my website. You just need to give an email and a name. You don't have to give anything personal, and it will really, really help the cause. My website's at drdahlia.com. Thank you, guys. All right, now this is scary. An Indiana woman, I believe she's only 19 years old, is wanted on charges that she tried to kill her brother's 11-week-old daughter, so her niece, earlier this year, and she was trying to do so by lacing the baby's breast milk with Excedrin. A warrant has been issued for the arrest of Sarai Rodriguez Miranda, 19 years old, of Fort Wayne. She was charged Monday with attempted murder. She was accused of trying to kill her niece after her mother allowed her brother, his fiancé, and their new daughter to live in their home. The news station reported that Rodriguez Miranda is believed to have fled to Michigan with her boyfriend when she realized she was under investigation. So there's a warrant now, but I don't think they have her yet. Wow. An affidavit in the case shows that police began investigating her in January after her mother found disturbing messages on a cell phone to which they both had access. Apparently, one message to her boyfriend said, "I'm going to crush up some of these pills," since she decided that they could stay longer, and killed her baby. A disturbing message. That just sounds like a straight out, I wouldn't even call it disturbing. I would say that's like an admission that somebody's going to kill a baby. Rodriguez Miranda is then 18, was accused of crushing Excedrin tablets with a mortar and pestle, and then putting the powder in one of the bottles of the breast milk that the baby's mother kept in the fridge. She wrote a message to her boyfriend that she had no remorse for her thoughts or actions. "I put the stuff in a made bottle in the fridge. Yeah, I thought it was funny that I don't have an ounce of guilt." WANE reported that she also sent her boyfriend a photo of the mortar and pestle she allegedly used to crush the pills. When she saw one of those bottles gone, she expressed excitement. "Oh my God, I forgot to tell you, the bottle is gone. I know, I'm excited, dude. I'm glad it didn't happen while I was here." What Rodriguez Miranda didn't know, that his mother found the messages. By the way, who's this boyfriend? Why didn't he report this to the police? This kid's an idiot. Anyway, what Rodriguez Miranda didn't know was that her mother found the messages on the morning of January 12th, and after she allegedly added the powder to the milk, her mother took screenshots of the text messages and went to the refrigerator. One of the two baby bottles in the fridge had residue at the bottom of it and a greenish ring at the top of the milk. The milk was also a darker color than the milk in the shorter bottle. Police would later test the substance in the bottle and said, yeah, it had acetaminophen, caffeine, and aspirin, the ingredients of Excedrin. The toxicologist told investigators that the milk contained the equivalent of 9 Excedrin tablets, enough to kill an adult. Rodriguez Miranda's mother took the baby and the baby's mother to the hospital to be checked for signs of poisoning. Luckily, both were fine. The baby's mother told police she had not used either of the bottles stored in the fridge. And some of you are like, how could that kill? Caffeine overload could mess with the heart. Acetaminophen overload could hurt the liver. Aspirin overload could cause GI distress, liver distress, renal failure. So absolutely, any of those in high quantities could kill. So, later she lamented that the baby was not dead. Why didn't the baby die? Dude, that's dumb. They definitely threw it out. She talked about stomach pain she was having and wondered if it was guilt on her conscience. She goes, "To be honest," which I guess, by the way, is TBH. If you see TBH, it's "to be honest, I hope she dies," she wrote. "I don't feel bad about it because she was destined to grow up and be abused. I'd never be suspect, I know, but I hope it works." So, she remained at large. I don't know what's going on with the boyfriend, why they aren't, holding him. He's, as far as I'm concerned, an accomplice. I mean, how does he not tell anybody? But scary, scary stuff. Why? Because she was mad that somebody was in her house that she had to share with a family and her mom. And, wow, just, you being a young parent, I could see why you're freaked out. That would be horrible. These Playmobil little traffic cones, you guys heard about this? A 47-year-old was coughing, feeling unwell, and on x-ray, they thought he had lung cancer. So he ended up getting it biopsied, and it turned out that it was a little baby cone from a Playmobil traffic set that he played with 40 years prior when he was a little boy at 7 years old. According to media in England, Baxter had received a Playmobil set for his birthday and somehow ingested the dark orange object. But I don't want to say ingested. I almost want to say, I almost want to say aspirated if he got it into his lung, but you would think that he would have, you know, coughed it out or whatever. But apparently he did inhale it or aspirate it, and it is now going to be written up in the British Medical Journal, and he's relieved that he doesn't have cancer, but he had been coughing. And once the little traffic cone was removed, the cough went away and symptoms had improved markedly. That just blows my mind. He, for 40 years, had something aspirated in his lungs that could have been and the body deals with it. You know, the body deals with foreign bodies all the time. You can be shot. And, you know, what will happen is scar tissue will, you know, go around it and the body will wall it off so it doesn't bother anything else. And then everybody seems to be happy. But crazy stuff. Back to HIV news. The CDC is now saying that people who are positive but have undetectable HIV will not transmit the virus to others. This is huge. Now, National Gay Men's HIV and AIDS Awareness Day was yesterday, and in a memo noting discouraging statistics, the CDC gave some good news, saying, look, when antiretroviral treatment results in viral suppression, defined as less than 200 copies per milliliter of undetectable levels, it prevents sexual HIV transmission. Now, this is huge. Does everybody buy it? No. Remember, we were told that HIV hides out. And so, you know, you have one little baby virus that decides to go rogue and, you know, check things out and, you know, sneak out after midnight, after curfew, see what's going on. Okay. I still would not tell somebody who is undetectable HIV to, you know, not use a condom. But it's important because people want to know if they need to use Truvada, and Truvada helps protect against shedding or getting HIV if you have an HIV partner. And so, you know, many people are asking, do I take this for life? And so if somebody is found not to be shedding the virus, that could give somebody the break that, you know, of them taking this medication. So they looked at 26,000 gay and bisexual men who received an HIV diagnosis in 2015, making up two-thirds of all diagnoses, and diagnoses increasing in the Hispanic, Latino, gay, and bisexual community. They say that those who are undetectable cannot pass on the virus, and statistics that 61% of gay and bisexual men have achieved viral suppression is also great news. The CDC admits that there is still a long way to go. However, to get where they want to be, and both prevention and treatment efforts play a key role. So, we need to decide who needs to be on PrEP or the pre-exposure prophylaxis. We also need to know who needs to get PEP, post-exposure prophylaxis. Right? You go out, you meet somebody, you have a good time, and then you find out that they were HIV positive. You want to go and get post-exposure prophylaxis. Maybe, and I don't know if anybody's going to, you know, put their lives on the line with this one, but maybe if these people show that they have been undetectable, we don't have to do the long, thorough process of the medication regimen. So interesting, very, very interesting stuff. A lot of medical... medical headlines. I don't know if I'm going to get to all of them. The Flint water crisis, as you guys heard about last week, we're being told that this Flint lead water crisis not only decreased pregnancies, but also increased fetal deaths. We may be seeing for decades issues that resulted from the Flint water crisis in Michigan. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-7000. 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.